أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون. والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون. ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون. ففروا إلى الله إني لكم منه نذير مبين. ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلها آخر فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون. فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون. صدق الله العظيم.
سكون الدل در مجلس أهل الذكر. The contentment of the heart in the company of the أهل الله.
سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. سوائے تیرے ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. کسے غمِ جان دل سناؤں, کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں. سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے, وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے. پھر ان کو دل دے کے फिर इनको दिल दे कि जिंदगी को जफा से आहंग क्यों बनाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं सिवाय तेरे ये बुत जो मोहताज है सरापा ये बुत जो मोहताज है सरापा गुलाम उनका बनू तो क्यों कर ये बुत जो मोहताज है सरापा गुलाम उनका बनू तो क्यों कर गुलाम का भी गुलाम बनकर गुलाम का भी गुलाम बनकर मैं अपनी कीमत को क्यों घटाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं ये माना हमने चमन में खुश रंग गुल से बुलबुल है मस्तो शेदा ये माना हमने चमन में खुश रंग गुल से बुलबुल है मस्तो शेदा मगर नशे मन मगर नशे मन जो आरजी हो मगर नशे मन जो आरजी हो तो उसको मस्कन में क्यों बनाऊं मगर नशे मन जो आरजी हो तो इसको मस्कन में क्यों बनाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं मुझे तो अख्तर सुकून दिल गर मुझे तो अख्तर सुकून दिल गर मिला तो बस अहले दिल के घर पर मुझे तो अख्तर सुकून दिल गर मिला तो बस अहले दिल के घर पर तो उनके दर को तो इनके दर को मैं अपना मस्कन समी में दिल से न क्यों बनाऊं इनके दर को मैं अपना मस्कन समी में दिल से न क्यों बनाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं मगर नशे मन जो आरजी हो तो उसको मस्कन में क्यों बनाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है यार अब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे हमें जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिधर दिखाऊं
जज़ाकल्लाहु खैरा अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. First we translate this very beautiful poem of our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali. Sukoon al-dil dar majlis ahli dil. The peace of mind, comfort of heart, a person can only find in the majlis of the people who have got hearts. Which the heart means those hearts which are connected with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, an ant also got a heart, an elephant also got a heart, but that heart which is connected with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who ever have got a taste of this, he'll find he cannot find peace of mind anywhere else but in the company of those people whose hearts are connected with Allah Ta'ala. And where the Ahlullah is, you'll find Allah there. What does it mean? Allah is everywhere, but you'll find the closeness of Allah. You'll be sitting in the company of Allah Ta'ala when you sit in their company. So how can't a person find peace of mind, contentment of heart there? Siwai tere koi thikana nahi. Besides you, O Allah, there is no other place that I have. Only time I find peace, I find happiness, is I'm with you. Any person whom Allah qurb ke lazzat chakha kar e khuda, Hazrat says, O Allah, give me to taste of the closeness of your company. Qurb, the enjoyment of the closeness of yours. Qurb ki lazzat chakha kar e khuda, ranj duri mein na kar phir mubtila. Then don't let me be distant from you again. And Allah doesn't push anyone away. By our gunas we become distant. When a person commits gunas, and a person who had light in his heart, and now the light is gone, he'll know my light is gone. A person who never had light, he won't even know when there's a power failure. But a person who has light and is connected with the center, so where the, from where the power is coming, and there's a power failure, he'll feel it in his heart. So a person, oh Allah, don't distance me from you, don't let me commit guna. When I commit gunas, then I get cut off from you. And I'm no more connected with you, then I feel the darkness in my heart. Qurb ki lazzat chakha kar e khuda, ranj duri mein na kar phir mubtila. Aapka qurb huduri e khuda. And when I've tasted your closeness and to be in your presence, aapka qurb huduri e khuda, sat sala ta'at, it's better than 100 years of ibadat in which there is no show. Just that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what Hazrat is speaking, that you only find that closeness in the presence of Allah. When a person has found that in his namaz, in his dua, in his zikr, then only he will know what that closeness is. Ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun, wherever I go, I've seen in the whole world, the only enjoyment I get is by you. Not in this worldly entertainment, not in cricket, not in soccer, not in films, not in music, not in nightclubs, nowhere in the world, only in your presence, O Allah. And your presence is the Ahlullah. Fortunate are those people who get that sweetness and that taste, and then they can't stay away from it again. That enjoyment they get. Kisse ghami jaan aur dil sunao. Hadrat, this is a condition which is very difficult to explain. It's only that person that who himself, like somebody said, qabar ke haal murda hi ko khabar. The condition of the qabar, only the dead person knows. Nobody else knows from on top. It looks all the same, a kafir's qabar, a Muslim's qabar. Like wali's qabar, an ordinary sinner who was a sinner. Outside it looks the same. The murda who is inside, he knows what is the condition. So Hazrat, many times we noticed that Hazrat seeks to say something, but there is nobody he can say it to. Usually when you have your sheikh, you have your seniors, you can go to them. And you get all the medicine for your soul from your seniors. But now when your seniors are no more there, it's only your juniors now. Now who are you going to tell? Who can understand what your feelings are? The poor people won't understand. You can't go and tell anyone. We also say, my problem nobody can understand. Nobody will understand what my problem is. And these people, their connection with Allah, now they don't have anyone of their age anymore. Now who must they speak to? So Hazrat is lamenting this. Ke ghame jaan aur dil, kisse ghame jaan aur dil sunao, ke me zakhme jigar, kisse me zakhme jigar dikhao. And the wound which is on my heart, who must I go and tell that wound about? If there is no doctor, now who must you go and tell your problem? Now you just have to keep it to yourself all the time. And this is with Allah Ta'ala. As long as you have your elders, your mashayikh, you can speak to them, you find this happiness in their company. But now, when you have reached that age, and no more they are mashayikh, higher, more older than you, you only see young people, now you wonder, who can I go and tell my story, a hurt that I have? Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai. If you must go tell the people of the dunya, they are disloyal, they are unfaithful. You, how many times you go and confide in somebody, he tells the whole world your story. Eh? You go and confide in him of something, one person goes and asks another person, what do you think, how's the shop? He says, very bad. Next you find he bought it immediately. So the dunya people are like that, be wafa. You ask him about a certain girl, I want to get my son married. Very bad girl, never ever make that mistake. Next you see his son is married to that girl. Eh? So this is dunya wale. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. What they know, what is the value of being loyal, of being faithful? They don't know the value. That only people who have got deen, Allah wala, they know what is their value. Phir unko dil dekhe zindagi ko jafa se aahan kyu banao. Then giving them my heart. Why must I, phir unko dil ki, dil dekhe, giving them my heart. I surrender my heart to them. And that is something which a person doesn't just surrender to anyone. His heart, that he gives his heart to somebody, you don't, but you give it to the dunya people. Zindagi ko jafa se aahan kyu banao? Why must I now make my life tasteless? Why must I make my life a problem now? Because they can't, I gave them my heart, but they can't look after my heart. And these people who are not, who don't know the value of loyalty, One Khansab son, Pathan's son, very poor boy, very poor family, nothing they have got. He became Hafiz, his Ustad made him Hafiz. Now all other boys, when they become Hafiz, they give some present to the Ustad. He felt, I also must give. And this is not a pay, who can pay for it? But this is just a token of appreciation, to show my appreciation. So he didn't have anything, so he started thinking very hard, what must I do? So he got a bright idea. So one day he came with a dagger to the class. And he put the dagger on the desk and he told his Ustad, you made me Hafiz. He said, yes my son, Allah's fazal, alhamdulillah. He said, I have to give you a present. But I'm very poor, I haven't got anything. So I thought,
The best present, what can be greater than I make you shaheed? When you become a shaheed, what is a greatest, what is a bigger present than that? So he said, my son, really, you thought very well. But to become shaheed, let me go and make fresh wuzu now. So he went out of the classroom, he locked it from outside. He called all the people, look at this boy, I made him hafiz, now he wants to kill me. So he made him shaheed. So people of dunya don't know the value of loyalty. How to pay loyalty, how to be faithful, they don't have an idea also of it. So why must I give them my heart? Phir unko dil deke, giving them my heart, zindagi ko jafa se aahan kyun banao? Why must I make my life useless, valueless by giving them? They don't know the value, and I'm giving them my heart, and they don't know the value of it. I lost the value of my heart by giving it to them. Ye bujh jo muhtaj hai sarapa, gunam unka banu to kyun kar? These idols which are 100% dependent, muhtaj hai sarapa, why must I become a slave of them? Whether it is the idols of the day of before, which even today people worship idols, Hindus, etc., many people worship idols. That idol, they carved it out themselves. That idol didn't, is not by itself. Allah's name in Farsi is Khuda. That means as Khud, who he himself is there. There is no one who made Allah. There is no one who was before Allah. Allah has been since ever. But these idols, they were not there. The people made them, carved them out, and made the idol. And after they have made the idol, if they made it sit, it only sits. It can't stand up. It can't lie down. If they make it lie down, it can't sit up. It's muhtaj, completely dependent. They put food in front of it, it can't eat the food. A fly comes and takes from the food, a mouse, a rat eats from that, they can't stop it. So they are muhtaj, total. These are those idols which we also understand. In the same way, our shops are also idols. They are not gods, that they are feeding us. You say that the shop feeds me, but the shop says, I can't function, I can't run, till you don't open the locks. Till you don't put goods in. Till you don't advertise. Till customers don't come, I can't do anything. So the example of that is exactly like one blind man tells another blind man, this very busy N3 highway, that I will take you across it. He's blind himself. Or one paralyzed man tells another paralyzed man, you climb on my back, I will take you over this and peak our traffic. When you don't get, there isn't a split in the traffic. Just moving, he says, I'll take you across. So how can he take you across? You say, I'm dependent on the shop for my rosy. The shop says, I'm dependent on you for you to come open me. If you don't open me. You say, I'm dependent on the medicine for my shifa. The medicine say, I'm dependent, you must drink me. Then I will give you shifa. So you are dependent on it, it is dependent. So these are also idols. The modern idols of technology, whether it is the computer or whether we are overtaken and awe-stricken by all the computers and computer programs, these are all idols. So these idols, Hazrat say, ye put muhtaj hai sarapa. When we understand that all these things, one time Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi, the son of the Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he was going to make bayan in an ijtima. Colonel Haf Nawaz sahab, who was from whom I learned a lot of tabligh work, now he has passed away, he was a general in the Air Force, Pakistani Air Force. So he was just new in the work, and they made him sit right in front. So he spoke out loudly, like in all other jalsas, they introduce the speaker. In ijtima, they don't introduce the speaker, this is now so and so, and he's doing this, and he's doing that, and all that. They don't introduce the speaker. So he said, why don't they introduce the speaker? Maulana heard it. So Maulana started his bayan from there, that I'll introduce myself. That I'm that person who was born from a napak, impure drop of semen. And this is just my form now for a little while. And I will be turned into dust again. And I will go into dust in the qabr again. And then, the next when Maulana started his bayan, that until we don't realize that all our motor cars, our tall, tall buildings, our mansions, our businesses are toys, our iman is not made. So he got a shock. He says, we need all these things. Our houses mean so much to us. Our businesses mean so much to us. And just if to think of them as toys. He says, then we don't realize, because Allah Ta'ala has said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمْ وَلَعِبْ. This dunya is only play and pastime. Then he got a shock. Next Maulana told, until we don't understand our bombers and our tanks, and he's the army of the Air Force, he needs all these things here for in order to keep his regiment and his whole unit in order to defend the country. All these, your bombers, your F-16s and all your fighter jets and all that, until you don't realize that they are toys, your iman is not. Okay? So this is that reality. And the toys, like little children, they also play with the small cars or something, and they make bridges, and they make roads and everything. And you go and tramp it, you go and disturb them, you break it, how they bring the ceiling down. And you just take away their one little toy from them. Take from a girl a little doll away. From a boy, take his ball away or something. Oh, he makes such a... So we also as grown-ups, we go to court. We make big, big court cases. You took my this, you took my that. So till we don't realize these things are just toys. These are the idols of our life. And till we don't realize, and also we must understand, many of us today, we bring our own version of modern Islam. We have our own version of Islam. And we want to pull Islam to suit us. We don't want to change and fit into Islam. You buy a pair of shoes, you found it was a bit too small for you. Now, oh, you think you're a wise man, you chop your toes to make your legs fit into. Who will do that? We want to chop Islam to fit us. No, we can't chop Islam to fit us. We have to fit into Islam. We are dragging Islam from the camel age. From 1400 years ago, when we want to make Islam modern, it must fit us today in our lifestyle. We must carry on with what we want to do. Islam must just confirm what we are doing. And so I'm a good Muslim. I'm acting according to Islam. We don't want to change according to Islam. So these are all idols of this modern world, which we have in our piety, and which we think we are so pious and dead, but we have got all these idols. And the idol which is in the temple, that is so bad. What about the idol that is in the heart? And the heart is the house of Allah. Is the masjid the house of Allah, the heart? And the kuffar of Makkah Sharif, mushrikeen, they put 360 idols in the Kaaba Sharif. And we are putting idols in our heart. Then this is the house of Allah. It is the masjid of Allah. And we have got idols in our heart. This we have to remove. This is very, very important. We might think I'm talking about big high talks about deen and about love of Allah and all, and making it sound that I'm a big wali and I'm a big ashik of Allah. But we are still filled with idols of this dunya in our heart. We are following all these things. We have to get rid of all this. Ghulam kar, ghulam ban kar, main apni qeemat ko kyun ghataun? I become a slave of a slave. Why must I lower my value? That idol is not even a slave. It is nothing. Your shop, you run your shop. Don't let the shop run you. You dictate to the shop the hours. Why must the shop dictate hours to you? But according to the demands of the shop, we have to fight. We are sick also. Now I have to go and open the shop. Shop hours, the good customer phones. I'm coming Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. We have to submit to them. The shop doesn't, we're not running the shop. The shop is running us. Everything. And 24 hours we in the shop. Physically, we are 8 hours in the shop. We go home with the worry of the shop. We are eating with the worry of the shop. We sleep with the worry of the shop. Some of us may even dream with the worry of, when we wake up, the worry of the shop. All the time, the shop is running us. We're not running the shop. So we have become the slave of a slave. So what is the value of that person who has become a slave of a slave? In the West, which is commonly the so-called advanced and educated and cultured and sophisticated people take their dogs for walks. And in that walk, the dog walks in front. They walk behind the dog. And where the dog wants to urinate, it wants to do number 2, they will stand and wait for the dog. When it's finished, they will walk. So they have made the dogs their imams. They are people that perhaps you could excuse them, they don't know who is the Imam of life. But we got the Imam, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discard our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have made these people our Imams. In our education, and Allahu Akbar, it's a real, it should be an eye-opener, and we should get shocked out of our skins that now they are teaching Darwin's theory of evolution in Montessori. Their child hasn't still gone to madrasa. They are putting in their child that we are the children of a monkey. Music, they are teaching right in Montessori. So what will be the iman? Ultimately, the child will be a Muslim. Perhaps dress like a Muslim. Perhaps even become an Ali. But inside, the wrong aqidah is there. Unless it gets washed out and get corrected. Otherwise, we must be very, very concerned. So we follow their education to the T. And it's our conviction, without a university degree, without a school education, we can't live. We are rosy. So we say what La ilaha illallah, Allah is the giver of rosy. We come to majlis here, we go to ijtima, we go shab guzari, any alim's bayan, there we all, yeah, Allah is the giver of rosy. The minute we are out, then my children must go university. My children must go school. If they don't go school, what will happen to them? Our iman here is different, our iman outside is different. So we have to realize Allah is the giver of rizq. We follow them in their dressing, we follow them in everything of theirs, our house, our lifestyle, our houses, everything. If they put a mat in the bathroom, we also must put a mat, whether we need it or not. Whether we're going to slip on that mat and break our backs, but no, because they do it, we also have to do it. They put artificial flowers in the toilet, on the system, so we also have to put artificial flowers there. Everything of theirs we copy. They hang frames, we have to hang frames. They hang other things frames, we hang frames of Allah, Muhammad. And that was actually to remind us, but we don't get reminded. Ayatul Kursi we put, but we don't read Ayatul Kursi is for the wall. The wall must read 24 hours Ayatul Kursi. In our wuzu khana, ask ourselves, the du'as are written in most wuzu khanas. Who of us reads those du'as? The du'as are for the wall. When we enter the masjid, the du'a to enter the masjid, who of us reads it? That is now for the door to read. So we're just copying them. Hey, what they do, we just give an Islamic flavor to it. And now we legalize it, it's quite in order. Everything, our houses, our dressing, our whole lifestyle, our holidays, we have made them our imams. And just see, in the east, or what we call third world countries, there you'll see people who will walk with their dogs. Firstly, they won't have a leash on the dog. And the dog won't walk in front of them, the dog walks behind them. So the dog follows insan, ashraful makhlukat. But that doesn't appeal to us. We have to follow the way where the dog walks in front and we follow those people. Ye maana humne chaman khush rang gul se bulbul hai mast aur shahida. Hazrat says, we understand and we accept this. The dunya, ye maana humne chaman mein, in the garden, the beautiful khush rang gul, there are beautiful, beautiful flower, roses there. Bulbul hai mast aur shahida, and the nightingale, how beautiful it is singing. That garden is so beautiful. We accept the temptations of dunya are there. The beautiful gardens, the beautiful mansions, the beautiful motor cars, all the things of this dunya, the temptation is there. Magar nashiman jo arzi ho. But that nest which is temporary, a house which is temporary, to usko maskan mein kyo banao? Why must I make that my house, my permanent house? If you understand that this house of yours is temporary, this world, everything of the world, not only our houses, our businesses, are all transit lounges. You go to a transit lounge of an airport. You are there 2 hours, you are there 6 hours, you are there 10 hours. And now you say that these chairs which are here, they're not comfortable. Let me buy new chairs. Why must you do it? It's not yours. And you're only there for 8, 10 hours, 2, 4 hours. You're going to go away. You say there are no carpets here. Or the carpets are worn out, let me put new carpets. Let me put frames up here. You want to do everything. And perhaps you'll never go back to that airport in your life. This dunya is also in transit lounge. We are just here temporary. We are not here forever. One person, Bahlul, went to the king, Harun al-Rashid, and he told him that I'm looking for a hotel, like a hotel, but inferior than a hotel. Saraya, where you just pass your night and you carry on free of charge. So there isn't all the services which are in the hotel. That it's not built up like a hotel. So he says, are you mad? You think this is backpackers. They have their places, they go and spend the night and they carry on. You think this is that place? There is the palace of the king. So he says, he looked around, he said, I see it's just that like not even a hotel. Not even a one-star hotel, a lower grade. It is nothing. So he asked him, are you mad or something? He asked, who stayed here before you? He said, my father, he was the king, he stayed. Where is he? He's gone. Who stayed before him? My grandfather. In this way, all the people. So he said, so it's just that people are just passing here. This is not their home. They are just passing. You're also going to leave and you're also going to go. So we are overtaken with this bubble on the water. We are overtaken with this transit lounge. And we think this is our permanent rest. How aren't we making our houses? How aren't we making our gardens? Our bedrooms, our bathrooms, there is not a detail that is not seen to. And our akhirah, and you can do all the, see the cleanliness of it, which is necessary. But how many a woman, her whole day goes in cleaning her kitchen, seeing, and not herself, she's only supervising. The maids are doing it, and she's only supervising, but she wants everything. What is it going to help her in her qabr? Because of being so busy in dunya, she haven't got time for tilawat of Quran Sharif. She haven't got time to read her namazes, not even her full namaz. So namazes with itminan, she haven't got time. Sometimes she haven't got time to even read namaz. She misses her namazes also. All this for this dunya. What's it going to happen in the khabar? Will we be asked that you kept your toilet clean? Your toilet, it was disinfected all the time and it was shining. Will we be asked? We will be asked about our namazes. We will be asked about our tilawat, our zikr. For that we haven't got time. For dunya, we have got time all the time. So, this temporary, this transit lounge, why are you making it your permanent residence? Usko maskan mein kyun banao? Mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil gar mila, to bas ahle dil ke dar par. Hazrat says, if I found peace of mind, it was by the Ahlullah. Those who understood the akhirat is their real life. And this is what they encourage us. Don't get involved in this dunya. Today we want to legalize all the Western way of life. School, you have to go, you have to stand. It can be Maulana's children or anyone, they also have to go to school. Everyone has to go. And it's, today in this world, everyone has to do everything. Maulana's wife has to drive also. Driving also is necessary. Everything is necessary in this world. So this in this way that Hazrat says, that where can I find peace of mind at such place? I only can find it by those people who are the slaves of Allah and who are looking for akhirat. To inke dar ko main apna maskan samim dil se na kyun banao? Then how can I not make the places of the Ahlullah, which are the khankas, from the firmness of my heart, I make that my house. Here I find my peace and happiness. From there we all should also see that who of us finds peace here? And when we go home, we find peace at home. But in the khanqa, by the Ahlullah, and therefore we are encouraging our brothers, try and spend this one weekend, when it's our majlis weekend, from Friday Jummah till Sunday Zohar, if not so much, then Saturday from Asr till Sunday Zohar, try and spend that time and try and make our hearts accustomed to this. Take our hearts away from the dunya and attach our hearts to these things. Let our hearts become accustomed to this. Because finally, that is where we're going in the qabr. We're not going with our mansions in the qabr. We're not going with our shops in the qabr. We're not going with our dunya in the qabr. We will go with this, our attachment of akhirah. And that person will feel happy when he has to go. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited. Allah, this is Surah Yusuf. And Yusuf alayhi salam's words Allah has quoted at the beginning of 13th Supara, where Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam says, وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي. He just passed, what a test. Zulaikha, what a beautiful woman. And a woman, not a low class woman, of the highest standard in society. and in the palace, and she locked all the doors. It's only she and Yusuf alone. And Yusuf, a young man, handsome like the moon, and a young man, and Zulaikha so beautiful, and she tempted him. She tried and enticed him. He saved himself 100%. Not even a thought of guna came in his mind. This is also when a person makes his islah, then he can save himself. Otherwise, this is a place where even elephants will slip. In other words, people with lot of taqwa also, they will slip in such places. Such a woman is enticing you, and that. But what does he say after that? That is important. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I don't say my nafs is pure and clean. My nafs is with me. He wasn't still a Nabi at that time. Later Allah made him his Nabi. And every Nabi, Allah put the nafs fully in control of every Nabi. Nafs did not harm and interfere with any Nabi. Allah Ta'ala made them ma'asum. They couldn't, the thought of guna didn't come to a Nabi. But this was before Nabuwwah. He says that my nafs, I don't trust my nafs. It's not clear. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Nafs is that it not only amara bisu, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ammara. It doesn't just command you, continuously it commands you with doing evil. In fact, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has taught us that how we can differentiate when nafs is troubling us to make a guna or whether it is shaitan who is troubling us. Maulana says, if the thought of guna just comes once to you, that was shaitan. Because shaitan is too busy. He has to make the whole world go astray. He hasn't got time to work behind one person all the time. But nafs is with you all the time. And if the thought of guna is repeatedly coming, you're repelling it. I'm not going to commit, I'm not doing this. But again the thought comes. Again you want to commit the guna. That is your nafs stepping. So nafs is all the time telling you to do evil. And bisu is Arabic, that is with evil. Su, evil. Our Shaykh said, barwazan bichu. Bichu is a scorpion. Like a scorpion always puts its poison in you. And it comes in the hadith, when a person is unmindful of Allah, he doesn't make zikr, then shaitan sits on his, like a mosquito, sits on your heart. The minute shaitan finds you unmindful of Allah, he spits his poison into you, and now he puts evil thoughts in you, to go and do wrong, to go and do evil. So shaitan, nafs, the bigger enemy between nafs and shaitan, the bigger enemy is nafs. Shaitan himself, no other shaitan came and made him go astray. It was his nafs, ana khayrun minhu, I'm better than Adam. His nafs told him that. So the nafs is the worst enemy. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. La is for stress. Allah says undoubtedly, always, it doesn't only command you at evil, continuously it commands you at evil. But Allah is arhamur rahim. Allah didn't put us in this dunya, go into dunya like orphans and suffer and die. There is no guidance for you, nobody to help you. Nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kya ne mujhko taba. Eh mere maula, tu meri madad kar. Allah is there to help you. Don't you worry, nafs and shaitan. Inna kayda kunna. Allah Ta'ala says the woman's trickery is very severe, but inna kayda shaitan kana dha'ifa. The treachery of shaitan is very weak. And what nafs also wants to mislead you is very weak. And Allah has made the arrangement for every person. Nafs will tell you to do evil. Shaitan will tell you. But Allah has given everyone an angel, farishta also, who will encourage you to do good also. And they are more powerful. What the farishtas, if you don't take what was the better advice, and you took the evil advice of shaitan, that's your problem. So Allah didn't send us in this world and left us like orphans to go and suffer. Illa ma rahima rabbi. That, and no, nafs will never be able, it can be ammara bisu, like bichu it can be, but illa ma rahima rabbi. On that nafs which Allah Ta'ala shows His mercy, nafs can do nothing to that. Shaitan can do nothing to that person. But that person who will find himself in the mercy of Allah. And Allah's mercy, ma is mausula in Arabic grammar. That is, those a'mal that by which Allah's rahmat comes down. So whenever you have temptation of guna, do some amal by which Allah's rahmat comes down. Make tawbah istighfar. Read Quran Sharif. Read La ilaha illallah. Read that kalima. Durood Sharif. By this Allah's rahmat will come down. And also let us understand one very important point. Whatever problems we have, health problem, financial problem, domestic problem, fighting with the wife in the house, there are arguments, fights, nothing's not going right. Any problem that we have, temptation of guna also, and we are getting involved in guna also, the reason for it is Allah's mercy is not there. Mm-hmm. When Allah's lanat comes, and lanat means absence of Allah's mercy, then you face problems. So the simple solution for that is not ta'weez. Don't worry about going for ta'weez. It's not medicine also. It's not taking a loan from somebody also. All you do is do some amal by which Allah's rahmat comes. And when Allah's rahmat comes, no bimari, no illness can remain. No financial problems can remain. No fights and arguments can remain. No temptations of guna can remain when Allah's rahmat comes. So do those amal by which Allah's rahmat comes. Illa ma rahima rabbi. And this is ma is zarfiyya also. That is that place where Allah's rahmat comes down. Run to the masjid. That is where Allah's rahmat comes. Run to the khanqa. Run in jamaat. Go quickly 4 months. Go quickly 40 days. Don't waste time. Go quickly. Go for Hajj Umrah where Allah's rahmat is coming down. And you will now get Allah's rahmat. And then you will get saved from all this. Ma is zarfiyya also. Ma is makaniya also. That was makaniya and zarfiyya. That is those times in which Allah's rahmat comes down. And every day when azan goes, Allah's rahmat is coming down. And when azan goes, duas are heavily accepted. Azan also, takbir also. But at the time of azan particularly, today our condition almost 100% has become that we don't respect azan at all. Azan carries on and we carrying on with our worldly work. We're talking gossip. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, when she was presented by Allah Ta'ala, and the Malaika were reading out her report now. All her big, big words, but they just passed it like this, nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. She got worried, what's going to happen? What I thought I did, so great work, social welfare work, helping the people. But yeah, just like it's nothing, just turning the pages, nothing. And when it came, on one occasion, she was feeling thirsty. She asked her khadima, her attendant, that I want water, give me water. She took the water, put it to her lips. Azan started. She didn't drink in respect of the azan. Because of that, Allah say, Masla, go to Jannah now. So today there is no respect for azan. Once we were at one madrasa, Darul Uloom, and it was Hifz Khatam. And after the Hifz Khatam, the MC, mashallah, Allah reward him, he announced that it's time for azan, after that we'll make Zohar namaz. The whole program was before Zohar. But he said we will delay our azan for 5-7 minutes. Because people from different places have come, they've met their friends again, or like to meet one another. And so we will allow time for that. But when azan goes, then please, nobody must talk. We are giving you time to talk amongst yourself. But today in the masjids, while azan is going, for those who are at home, those who are in their businesses, we don't respect azan at all. This is a very important thing. And more than respect, at least respect azan. More than that, reply to the azan. Say what the muazzin is saying. And when he says, Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala falah twice, say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. After that, read Durood Sharif and then read the dua. A person who does this, his mort on iman is guaranteed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised that he will intercede for that person on the day of Qiyamah. So what a great thing. But think for ourselves. Check in the noise in our wuzu khanas. Big, big balls of silence, but that's for the walls. And the walls are obedient. They are keeping silent. They are not making a noise. But insan, clever insan, it means nothing to him. Today we don't take lesson of anything. How much we are reminded, but we don't take lesson. So this is very, very important. So on what were we talking?
The times.
The times. So the times when Allah's rahmat come, the places where Allah's rahmat come, and the amal and actions when Allah illa ma rahima rabbi. Be in that, you will be safe. Shaitan won't be able to harm you at all. You have come into a fort of protection. And now shaitan and your lips cannot harm you. Shaitan cannot harm you. And then Allahu Akbar, Allah ends the ayat also so beautiful. If 60 years of your life, 70 years of your life, you spend in disobedience of Allah. You didn't pay any attention. But now you turn to Allah Ta'ala, in Rabbi, undoubtedly my Rabb is such, no matter what gunas you made, he is Ghafoor. Ghafoor is the mubalagha of forgiveness. Excessively, extensively Allah Ta'ala is mercy is forgiving. Allah Ta'ala, there is no limit to the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. The minute you just turn to Allah, Ya Allah, make me ba'ath, Allah forgives you me. And Ghafoorur Rahim. After forgiveness, Allah don't only forgive, but He showers His mercy on you. If a person has committed a capital crime in a country, a treason, and has gone over against the government, and they find him guilty, and they give him death sentence, life sentence, he appeals to the state president, to the prime minister. They say, okay, clemency, we forgive him. And he promises, I won't do this again or that. They only forgive him, they won't say 10 blocks of flats we are giving you. And we're giving you 10 filling stations. And we're giving you 20 farms that you can forget. But when Allah forgives, Allah showers His mercy also. Your sins, Allah doesn't only forgive, but now He converts them into good deeds. Small sins into small good deeds. Big sins into big good deeds. So don't lose hope. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Don't feel that I've been a slave of my nafs for 100 years. And I listen to my nafs. No, you just make sincere tawbah and Allah's forgiveness will be there for you. So that's what we have to understand, that each one, every human being and jinn also is made up of two parts. We are made up of our body, and this is what is being referred to, the nafs, and our ruh, our soul. Without these two things, there is no human being. If there is no ruh, you are a dead person. A child is born, Allah save us all, still born child. No ruh in the child. Now you're not going to go and do shopping for the child, go and buy all the things for the child. The child, now we make preparation, he must be buried. Janaza namaz is going to be when? Who is going to make the janaza namaz? Which Qabristan we going to bury the person? You grew up, and during your life, if the ruh went out of your arm for some reason, it becomes what we call paralyzed now. It can't work anymore. And you hit on that, it doesn't feel pain. That, what is it? The ruh went out. Out of your leg, now your leg is out of control. We call it paralysis. It's the ruh that is gone out. Out of any part of the body, if the ruh goes out of your brain, you can't think anymore. So this is the ruh. And finally, when you die, all what happens, the ruh goes out. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you, what is the ruh, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Today, go to any university, any library of a university, and go to the this department of psychology and philosophy, and you'll find not books, but shelves, and shelves are filled, what is the soul? And after 10 volumes on that subject, there is no answer. And Allah, in two words, Allah explained what is the ruh. They ask you, what is ruh? Qul, say to them, ar-ruh. What is the ruh? Min amri rabbi. It is one of the commands of Allah. Allah's command in a person, that is the ruh. As long as the ruh is in a person, khidmat, even if you are unconscious, but ruh is in you. You are in a coma, ruh is in you, they can't bury you. You are still alive. They will do what khidmat for you in the hospital, in the ICU. How many nurses will be attending to you? How many machines will be on you? Because the ruh is still there. And when the ruh is strong, and you can fend for yourself, you eat yourself, you're walking around, you're jumping, you're driving, you're doing everything, your ruh is strong in you. You can do everything. It is the ruh. But if the ruh goes out, now that wife that loved you, that cooked for you, that prepared your bed for you, that prepared your clothes for you, now she informs everyone, start making arrangements to bury him. Mm. Eh? And that same husband, that without him, our house can't function. He has to go to shop. He has to earn. Now that same husband, just the ruh has gone out. The wife says, first take him to the Qabristan, then we can normalize our life again. And he was all the time normalizing your life, doing everything for you, whatever your needs were. But just the ruh has gone out, now you say, please, first thing, don't delay. He passed away 8 o'clock at night, by 12 o'clock bury. That is the proper, well, alhamdulillah, that sunnah is becoming alive. No more long, long delays. But the thing is, first take him away, bury him first, then we can. So the ruh is important. When the ruh is important, and has anyone got an objection to that? That the ruh is more important. Eh? Or somebody feels the nafs, the body is more important. Without the ruh, the body can't do anything. So much so, that we are all looking, our eyes are, alhamdulillah, Allah's fizzah. But if the ruh is taken out, the eyes are still perfect. But they can't see anymore. So realize also this great point of iman, that it's not the eyes that are seeing, it's the ruh. And ruh is Allah's command. So it's Allah's command that is seeing. It's not the eyes that are looking. It's not the heart, the same eyes. Now the ruh is taken out of this person, they can't see. Take the eyes, which happens medically. They graft it into another person who has got ruh. He's a living person, his eyes are weak. They use your eyes, they do a transplant. They graft it into him, the eye starts seeing again. Yet he couldn't see. Your heart, your heart is functioning. Allah takes out the ruh, the heart stops functioning. But they do a heart transplant. Somebody else needed this heart, and they took this heart, and they put it in that person. The heart starts functioning, because ruh is there. Allah's command. So everything happens only by the command of Allah. When our eyes are not seeing on their own, when our brains are not functioning on their own, our kidneys are not functioning on their own, our heart is not functioning on their own, how can the shop function on its own? How can medicine help? How can operations help? Everything is min amri rabbi, the command of Allah. They're in one ward, 14 patients, 7 beds this side, 7 beds there, all diabetics. Doctor comes and he checks them. He sees everyone. For one, he increases his medicine. For the other one, he decreases it. For the other one, he changes it. The other one, he discharges it. They all got one disease, but everyone, as Allah has changed his condition is changing all the time. So everything is solely and only in the hands of Allah. It isn't in nothing, not in us. When it's not in us, we say we're running the world. Eh? And we say the world can't run without government institutions, without big businesses, without farms. We say we're running, and they say they can't run without if we don't run it. Parliament can't function till the people come into parliament. Nothing can function. So both are dependent on one another. So we must realize the only one in whose control everything is Allah and Allah's command. So anyway, this ruh, this very ruh, if it is in a body and it's strong in a body, it controls the body. And the ruh must control, and the nafs must be under control. If the nafs is in control, then that is destruction. You bought your brand new motor car, BMW or Ferrari or whatever else, top of the series, and you drive it, you're a responsible person, but your young boy, 15, 16 years, he's also, he wants the key. And the minute he got a chance, he got into the car. And they like speed. And they put their friends, and the friends say, speed up, speed. How can you do more? How much more can you speed? And he speeds, and they go and smash that whole car. They also die. The car is smashed, damage to property. Because now, that car, which was like the ruh, but it was in control of the nafs. Right? So when the nafs is in control, like a horse, you got a strong horse. But the rider is weak, he can't control the horse, that horse will kill him. Throw him off and kill him. But if you are strong, you'll ride the horse, and you and the horse will be under your control. So you got your BM, you got your Ferrari, you got your any other car, but you know how to control it. It will do you great service. So the ruh, when it is, the ruh is the rider. The ruh is the, when it is strong and it controls the nafs, the nafs will do so much for the ruh. But if the ruh is weak, and the nafs, you have made the nafs, you ate so much, the pest, you are worried, No zikr in your life. No namaz in your life. Your ruh is weak. No belief in Allah. Weak belief in Allah. No belief in qadar. Or very weak belief. The ruh is very weak. And your nafs, you eating all the time. Giving, pampering your nafs. Giving it everything. You made the nafs strong. And the ruh is weak. What will happen? You destroy that ruh. So this is, and also let us think. Take a scene. You walk on any streets of Johannesburg. You pass how many shops? Both sides. Vendors outside the shop also. People selling their wares. What are they selling? All for their body, for their nafs. Somebody will be selling beads. Somebody will be selling whatever. How many shops there are? You take any other, you go to a residential area. The houses, all everything, parks there, or whatever, everything that makes up a proper residential area. All the facilities. Is there one facility for the ruh? All are for the nafs. Whether you go to town, you go to an airport, all that facility is for the nafs. You go to a hospital, it is all for the nafs. The whole world. And today we say the world is busy. The infrastructure of the country is so good. This is so good. The government is so good. They make all facilities for everything. Everything is for the nafs. And for the ruh, hardly anything. So then, if the chaos which is prevailing in the world, which unfortunately we have become so accustomed to, a girl that was born and lived, grew up in a perfumer's house, where they sell perfume, itar, wonderful sweet smell all the time. She got married to a family where they make oil, and to crush the seeds and that, you get that, you get that very bad smell that comes out. Or a tannery where they make leather, where also a bad smell comes out. When she went there, from a perfume people's house, she's gone to a house where they sell all, where they make, manufacture, and that smell all the time. She stayed there, she got used to it. 1 month, 1 week, 1 month, the brother came and visited her. Daughter, beloved, how can you live here? She said, mother, don't worry, you also just stay here 1 week, 1 month, you'll also get used to it. So the whole world, we are used to it. So we feel there's no problem in the world. But really, we haven't tasted of pure Islamic way of life. If we taste of that, a person who didn't taste pure water, today, how many of us, when we in Makkah Sharif, we can't stay without our Pepsi, without our 7-Up, without our Coke, or whatever else it may be. The Zamzam doesn't taste nice to us. The day our taste buds are made of Iman, we'll enjoy them. We won't be able to put 7-Up to the lips. But at the moment, 7-Up, we have to have 7-Up, we have to have Sprite, we have to have Coke. All these things appeal to us. And the natural, Zamzam doesn't appeal. Khajur of Medina, chocolates are very nice. All other types of things that we will have. But Khajur of Medina, that doesn't appeal to us. Our taste buds of Iman are dead. And the taste buds of dunya's way of life, Western way of life, this is so strong. So this is that nafs which is out of control. So we have to work on this nafs. And this nafs, in this is the 13th supara. This is no Sharia point or no religious point, but just one nukta, one point to take a lesson from. That yeah, Allah Ta'ala explained, the nafs is that is ammara bisu. It's a bad nafs. It's commanding you to do evil all the time. And this nafs, Allah, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Mazzub Rahmatullah Alayh, what a beautiful poem he wrote. Nafs-e-ammara se, you must never ever, nafs-e-ammara se, hamesha bad-guman rehna. Always you must have evil thoughts of your nafs. This nafs, don't ever think that my nafs is one king who trained 12, 24 cats. Then he made them stand on their hind legs and he put a candle on top of their head. Like today we have lights before our garden, before we enter the house. Lights on this side, lights on this side. Today it's all electricity technology. In those days he trained 12 cats to stand like this. And like lights, and they light up that pathway, that walkway to the house. So he told his wazir, the minister, what do you think? Look at what I've achieved. So he said, everything has to be put to the test. We don't just accept the words of anyone. One time, one maulana in our country passed away, Allah gave him Jannah, many years ago. He said, I've got the solution for cancer, the cure for cancer. And he told another very influential man in Joburg area that I've got it. So go and tell the university, the hospitals. So he went, he told them, they said that we'll have to come and demonstrate. He'll have to show what is his cure. Then he got, his legs got cold. That for yourself you can think, I'm the biggest doctor in the world. I'm the big, but when the test comes, then is the real, the proof of it is the test. So the minister said, we have to test. So those cats, 12 to side, 12 to side, with candles on their motionlessly standing, just like poles. So he brought a rat in a bag. And the antenna of the rats, of the cats, the whiskers, they picked up on the radar. There is now something for us here, some very important thing. And when he just opened the bag, 12 years of training he gave those cats. In 1 second, gone. This is how nafs is. No matter how much you train it, and one little bit, you think, now I'm a huzur. You spend 40 days in Jamaat. You spend 40 days in the Khanka. You went for Umrah. And you were really ibadah, tahajjud, duas. I tell usually our friends in the Khanka in Ramzan, that your test is not here. Here there wasn't a single woman you saw. Yeah, you were just all the time talking about Deen, listening about Deen, Taraweeh, Roza, Seri, Duas, etc. But when you go from here out and your eyes will fall on the first woman, that is your test. When you go home and your wife doesn't give you the reception and welcome which you expect after 40 days, she hardly noticed you came in the house. At that time, your anger and what your attitude will be, that is your test. The motaka that is serviced in the workshop, on the machines, everything show perfect it is. Everything is right. The carburetor and whatever, everything. But the test of it is when it comes on the road. How is it performing there on the road? That is where the test is. So we also, we are made. That is why this machine, which makes all other machines, your motor car, after 6 months service, after 20,000 kilometers service. But this machine, 5 times a day service. 5 namazes, if we take it as service, then our namaz will service us. But we came we went in the workshop, we just spoke a little with the manager, we walked out for my Kai service. We didn't do the service. We just happy I did the service. Do the service. In our namaz, we are not in namaz. We are still in our business. We are still with our friends in our namaz. What service do we do? So our Kai, our bodies, we not service. Service the body and see this body. Wallah, 5 times namaz, and for that you have to learn what is namaz. And make namaz and do namaz what namaz is. One namaz is which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. There is destruction for those people who make namaz. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Such a namaz they are making, totally unmindful of their namaz. The only time they realize we were in namaz, when they made salam. Then during the whole namaz, they don't realize we are. And that is also some people who even after namaz realize we were in namaz. Eh? And there is one namaz which services you. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That those people have become 100 whose iman also is right, and their salat, and they've got khushu, khudu, concentration, devotion in their salat. But our type of salah, what does Allah Ta'ala says about such a salah? So we're not servicing ourselves. So we have to service ourselves. And see how much the whole world, Muslim country, and even in Makkah Sharif, there where Haram Sharif is there, but all the shops are for dunya. You'll get an optometrist, you'll get somebody for the deaf, you'll get somebody for the blind, you'll get somebody for the crippled, you'll get somebody for everything. But for the nafs, for the diseases, and the illnesses of the nafs, no treatment in the world whatsoever. Hardly, so very few. And this is, and the biggest bimari of kufar, where is there a hospital to treat kufar? And if we have got some Darul Ulooms, few Darul Ulooms, they are like universities, where you learn. And we've got Tabligh Jamaat, they are also like people, like if there's an epidemic somewhere, and the whole medical force goes and put up temporary tents there and treat those people. But the real Khanqa is the spiritual hospital. And if you have a hospital spiritual today, it's only in Ramzan. So what your patients, you're going to give them time. Till Ramzan you come for treatment. Whole year no treatment. The khanqas we need. Most we need are khanqas, which are the hospitals. And you need spiritual doctors. How many doctors in our town, in our country? And how many hospitals? How many private clinics? How many chemists? How many laboratories? What and what is not there? All for the nafs. And for this boy, and for the ruh, hardly anything. And at the time of mort, the nafs will be finished. Nothing is done with the nafs. That returns to sand again. Everything is with the ruh. And if we didn't train the ruh. So this is in the 13th supara, this ayat. Where the nafs is ammara bisu. And then in the 28th supara, so to say, a journey of about how many? 13 to 28. 15 hour para, 15 juz journey you took, which is almost which is half of the Quran. And then you reach there and you worked on your nafs, then your nafs becomes lawama. Mm. Eh? And what is lawama? Still you are committing sin, but at least you're feeling guilty. At the moment when your nafs is ammara, you're looking at woman, no tawbah. You feel it, you go on the internet, you look at the worst pornography and the filth and the dirt, and no tawbah in your life. Eh? But now you start becoming namazes you must sing one after the other. In fact, you justify yourself. I sleep very late and my work is such that winter, asr, I can't make it. It's out of the question. I'm busy traveling. The traffic is so heavy. Where must I make? You justify yourself. But when your nafs, you work on your, a person who will start working on his nafs, that nafs will become the wama. If you stay all the time in 13th supara, you're not reading the first page, you're not finishing the 13th supara, 14, how will you come to 28? A person who starts his journey, this is called suluk. And the path of Allah Ta'ala, to be walking to Allah Ta'ala. And the person who walks is called a salik. The person who walks. And the one that is walking is the person who's called a murid. And what is murid? Is an Arabic word, it's not an Urdu word. Murid is the isme fa'il, is the in the subjective case of arada yuridu, a person who has made intention. Hmm. A person who has made intention for the Islam of his nafs. Ask us, in my du'as I make, did I ever make du'a, oh Allah make the Islam of my nafs. When we ask somebody else to make du'a, very seldom you'll hear. Yesterday somebody asked me, make du'a, Allah makes my Islam. In the Khanqah by Hazrat in Karachi, very common. We ask one another, they say, please make dua for my Islam. Please make dua, Allah make my tazkiyah. But we're not even conscious. We're just stuck on 13 supara. How are we going to reach 28 supara? When a person becomes conscious, I have to make tazkiyah of myself. I must correct my life. And this, many people, the thought does come. And when I must change my life. I'm not reading my life right. I must correct myself. How many women? How many men? Alhamdulillah. But then start walking this way. Do what you have to do. And then you will come where your nafs will become lawwama. It will take you a long way. Like half of the Quran Sharif, so to say. From 13 till 28 supara. It will take you a long time. Then your nafs will become lawwama. You will come at least to that point where you will feel guilty. Hey, how many of us, we don't read Bismillah at the beginning. We don't admit it also. We don't read dua at the end, we don't admit it. A person who has come to the stage where he admits that I am weak, he's not in a state of denial. A person who is a drug addict, alcoholic, anything, but is in a state of denial, he won't go for rehab. He won't go for treatment. He's denying it. When we learn to admit our faults, and that is humbleness coming into a person, that person's islah will be made. And a person who doesn't humble, he doesn't admit, I need attention, I need help. Therefore, and what is it that you need help? That you may look for a sheikh. And you give your hand and you make him your spiritual doctor. And then you carry on, not just by name, formality you became bad, but you keep contact. And you tell him, I've got this spiritual illness. And nobody can be such that he can say, I've got no spiritual illness. Those who don't ask for any treatment, that means they're not interested in the Islam. Those who ask that, Alhamdulillah, I was there, I came here, but I can see the road is still far, my destination. I still have to walk. And you make effort, that person will reach. But the person who doesn't walk on the road, how will he reach his destiny? And if you come to that stage of nafs-e lawwama, then it's only one supara after that. 29, where your lips will become mutumaina, where you'll be in charge now. Now that horse, you are in charge. That a strong, powerful horse, fast horse, and you are in charge, where won't you reach? Now not the Ferrari and the BM, now your aeroplane you are riding, where won't you reach in 1 hour? In 5-6 hours, how much from one end of the world to the other end of the world? When we ever had such airports like Dubai, like London, Heathrow, many other airports in the world. If you just think there, all who are sitting there, passengers in Plaza, and in 4-5 hours, one will be gone to the east of the world. One will be gone to the west, one to the north, one. How we are all in different parts of the world. Just now we were together. And planes coming in from all the different directions, they come to one place. Here, all people of different nationalities, different languages, everything, all in one place. From here, again, all disperse and go. What's a system of Allah Ta'ala? So anyway, now the nafs becomes mutmainna. Now you are in control. When you are in control, your anger is in control. Your eyes are in control. Your desires are in control. Now no more haram. Now it's no more that you are out of control. A person who is out of control, little how much it happens, little a small thing in the house, argument. You didn't tell me about this, now argument starts on there. 3 talaqs. It's happening all the time. The wife is one side, they were living well, and the husband is one side, the children are destroyed in between, because the tongue was not under control. The eyes are not under control, you're looking at filth and dirt all the time. Your heart is not under control. This is all bring the nafs under control. Don't leave it under control, you'll destroy yourself. And when you have become mutma'inna, then Allah Ta'ala gives honorary 2 degrees after that. Radiya, that you are pleased with Allah. And a person who has made peace with Allah, his jannat is already at that time. And then the next higher stage, maradiya, Allah is happy with you. You're happy with Allah. Today we got objections. Why Allah? We don't say, but inside, why Allah gave me this problem? Why Allah gave me that problem? A person who has made peace with Allah. And this is not something, this is radha bil qada. Which is a position, Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, more higher than ikhlas. Ikhlas is that which Mawlana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Haji Imdadullah, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, it comes almost towards the end of a life. After working, if you work on ikhlas, ikhlas will come into you. And radha bil qada, to be happy with Allah's decision, is even a higher position. To reach that position, you make peace with Allah. Your jannat is here. One buzurg, somebody asked him, how are you? He said, what are you asking about me? That the whole world is running according to my desires. These words are of kufr and shirk. That you are Allah, that the world is running. He says, I submitted all my desires to Allah. So whatever Allah desires is my desire. So the world is running according to my desire. I get food, I don't get food, I get sick, I whatever, happy, sad. All is from Allah and I surrender to Allah Ta'ala. And that is what is the basis of Islam, to surrender to Allah Ta'ala. We haven't done the basic stuff and we're thinking of all the high things. So may Allah Ta'ala let us understand that we have to work on our nafs. We're working all the time on our body, morning to night. Monday to Monday, month in and month out, year in and year out, we are just worried of our nafs. And nafs is going to reach, go in the qabr and finish. Ruh is going to carry on with the journey. Okay? So we have to worry about the ruh and control this nafs so it can help the ruh. The two things together, if you, there is only ruh and no body, that is also not a human being. The body has to be there. And at the time of maut, that nafs that came under control, and the two made friendships, the ruh, with their opposite direction. But they became friends and they helped one another on good. At the time of maut, they give dua to one another. You help me. And those who didn't bring their nafs under control, at the time of maut, they curse one another. Now the ruh is going to suffer. Because of the nafs, the ruh is going to suffer in the qabr. And that suffering, dunya suffering, is only till the age of 60, 70, 80, whatever it can be. That suffering is abadi Allah. And how severe is not that suffering? A person who gets one bit of punishment in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah in Jahannam, and this world he was living in luxury, he was drowning in luxury and comfort. He'll say, I never saw luxury and comfort. And that was just the one little bit of the punishment there. So that is what we have to watch for, that make fikr for this and make our Islam and make contact. And alhamdulillah, there are more than enough Ahlullah in the country, in the world. And today, use the internet for the right thing. Use the phone for the right thing. You, who your heart takes to, would go to that doctor. Go to a right doctor, and the doctor that your heart takes to, make him your doctor. That has become his murid. And after that, follow the prescription he gives you. Don't just take the prescription, oh, I got the prescription from the best doctor in the world. And you frame it in a golden frame. And you put it up, but you're not doing what you have to do. What's it going to help you? And then report to your doctor that how's the treatment? Is it helping? Is it not helping? You're still there. That person will progress. And a person who just becomes informality bearer, and even his clothes, how many of our mashayikh, their right-hand man, didn't benefit one bit, though they were all the time with the sheikh. Our sheikh should get so angry sometimes on Mirza. Mirza Hazrat used to say, you spend your life with me. I gave my everything to you, and if Qiyamah's day, you have to face, what am I going to answer? Mm. And Mirza, who was right there all the time with Hazrat, how that worked, Hazrat used to be conscious of this. And many, many mashayikh, their right-hand men, people came. We saw with our eyes by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. People, we spent whole Ramzan by Hazrat. And one person came just to make musafa. We saw it with our eyes. Hazrat held his hand. Can you stay here? He used to ask him for khilaf and give this man khilaf. He only came and made musafa and he took everything. And the others who stayed whole life got nothing. So it is that intention of ours. That irada, if you're a murid, not by word and not by language, but you're a murid truly, that person will benefit. May Allah give us confidence.